This is Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper, and this is edition number 2045, recorded on Thursday the 31st of January 2019. I'm Rupert Hipwell, and I'm joined on this part by
Sarah Lomax.
In part one, we have news, stories and letters from the Norwich Evening News, and updates from the Information Desk. This week's Chatterbox is celebrating a milestone in its history, the 40th anniversary of the very first edition. So part two is a special recording to mark the 40th anniversary of the first edition with special guest readers as well as our usual readers. They'll be taking a look back over the last 40 years and as well as forward to the future. This week we welcome new listener Anne Goff from Norwich. Hello, Anne. We hope you enjoy receiving your weekly edition of Chatterbox. We start with some stories from the City and County Council activities. These cover care cost changes for disabled people, the banning of diesel and petrol procession floats, the continuing saga of Anglia Square, the possibility of bringing back trams to the city centre, and County Council meetings being streamed to YouTube.
Controversial changes which would see disabled people pay more for their care remain on the table after a bid to delay them was rejected. As part of Norfolk County Council's budget-setting process, councillors yesterday discussed whether to put forward changes to the authority's charging policy to save County Hall £4 million. The proposal will change the minimum income guarantee used by the council to assess how much people aged 18 to 64 pay towards their care, which will mean hundreds of vulnerable people have to pay more. At the moment, the council uses a rate of £189 a week for that assessment, but wants to change that to £123.45 for those aged 18 to 24 and £151.45 a week for those aged 25 to 64. Other plans would see a benefit, the enhanced element of personal independent payments, otherwise known as PIP, taken into account when assessing care. The combined effects could lead to about 1,000 people having to pay more for care and 1,400 people paying for care for the first time. Parents had pleaded with councillors to halt the proposals, and opposition members tried to do so at the council's Policy and Resources Committee. Labour leader Steve Morphew proposed that £4 million be taken from a business risk reserve to delay the charges in the hope the government may give the council a better deal through a fairer funding review, comprehensive spending review and the publication of a long-delayed green paper on adult social care. The proposal was lost by 9 votes to 4 and full council will decide the authority's budget on February the 11th.
Now here's a story from our beloved City Council, which is bound to generate a few letters for next week. A move to ban petrol and diesel lorries from being used as floats in the Lord Mayor's procession this year has provoked heated debate. Those angry at the Norwich City Council boss's plans have claimed it to be the end of an era and another move to kill the city centre. Supporters say it's a brave step to tackle pollution in Norwich. It marks a major change for the celebration, which has traditionally seen HGVs turned into floats from which colourful characters wave at the crowds. But council bosses have decided to ban slow-moving petrol and diesel engines to reduce the environmental impact and are urging the public to come up with alternative transport for their entries. Norwich City Council has suggested using, wait for it, electric vehicles, bicycles, roller skates, rickshaws or pedal-powered floats. Council leader Alan Waters said, "We want to make sure all of our events, which are enjoyed by thousands of people in the city each year, are run as sustainably as possible. I'm looking forward to seeing lots of innovative and exciting entries." Last year's procession saw 14 lorries and 25 smaller vehicles travel the route, which goes from Newmarket Road to St Martin at Palace Plain via St Stephen's, Castle Meadow and Tombland. The council is contacting the organisations which have had such floats in previous years to tell them about the new ban. This year's event will take place, or maybe not, on Saturday, July the 6th, as part of the Lord Mayor's Celebration Weekend, which will run from Friday, July the 5th, to Sunday, July the 7th.
Opposition councillors on Norwich City Council have written to the Community Secretary urging him to call in the decision to grant permission for the £271 million revamp of Anglia Square. Denise Carlow, leader of the Green Group at City Hall, and James Wright, leader of the Liberal Democrats, have written a joint letter to James Brokenshire saying the plans are wholly out of sympathy with the character and grain of the surrounding conservation areas. The Council's Planning Committee voted 7-5 in favour of the scheme for the shopping centre complex in December. But Historic England urged the government to call in the decision, which could trigger a planning inquiry and lead to the Community Secretary having the final say on the scheme's future. Western Homes and Columbia Threadneedle want to demolish the centre and replace it with new blocks, including 1,234 new homes, a leisure quarter with a cinema, car parks, a 200-bed hotel and a new home for Surrey Chapel. With some of the homes in a 20-storey tower, critics had said the scheme would damage people's appreciation of the city's Norman Castle, the cathedral, the city hall and medieval churches. Council officers acknowledged harm would be done, but said it would be outweighed by the economic and social benefits for the city. The council has written to the government urging it not to call in the decision and to allow the locally made decision to stand.
A first step in bringing trams back to the streets of Norwich has been taken, with City Hall agreeing to lobby the government to help make it happen. Norwich City Council agreed a joint motion agreeing that pressure should be brought to bear to try to get a tram or light rail transport system on the city streets. It will see the council ask the Greater Norwich Development Partnership to push for national changes so that trams and light rail can be more realistically considered as a transport option as Norwich grows in the future. The council will ask MPs and the new Anglia Local Enterprise Partnership to lend their support to the drive for trams and light rail. Civic watchdog the Norwich Society previously included trams in a wish list for how they wanted to see the city develop in years to come. The city used to have trams from 1900 to 1935.
County councillors will soon be joining the likes of Yark Mart, Tanya Burr and Ashen as local stars of YouTube after live streaming proposals were given the thumbs up. The proposals will see members of the public able to watch all the twists and turns of the council chamber from the comfort of their own homes, with certain meetings to be broadcast on the streaming website. At a meeting on Wednesday, Norfolk County Council's Digital Innovation Committee discussed different ways the service could be offered before opting to make use of the popular platform. The plans will see full meetings broadcast live from the council chamber, along with cabinet meetings, once County Hall adopts this way of working in May, the same month the service is set to be launched. Currently, the council does offer up audio recordings of meetings, although bosses admitted that nearly nobody makes use of this footage. Live streaming of meetings is something that has been rolled out among a number of councils nationwide, with Labour councillor David Rowntree floating the idea at full council last year, but his motion was voted down. Mr. Rowntree, who sits on the committee, said, "I think it is a great idea and I'm ashamed nobody suggested it before." Infrastructure to provide the service is likely to cost between £10,000 and £20,000, although if it is judged to be a success, there would be the option for the council to invest more to improve quality. Tom Fitzpatrick, chairman of the committee, joked that he did not expect the broadcasts to rival EastEnders in the ratings.